So firstly, I would like to say how pleased I am to welcome the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to Luxembourg. It's the first time for a bilateral visit that he had the opportunity to discover our country. And let me just remember that we discovered that there is, and as maybe you heard on Place Clairefontaine, there is an anthem from the NATO. And we discovered that it was written by André Reichling, a Luxembourgish military and composer who wrote the NATO anthems. Since the beginning of your mandate, 1st of October of last year, you have shown leadership, especially in these difficult moments we live. And I would like to thank you personally also for that. Luxembourg is a founding member of the Atlantic Islands, and we are strongly committed to the solidarity between allies and works hard to provide also contributions. Through the deployments of its armed forces in Kosovo and Afghanistan, you know it's not the biggest parts, but what is important is being able and to show the solidarity and also participating in these deployments, but also by providing capabilities such as AWACS or the Alliance ground surveillance, which bring added value also to the NATO. We highly value NATO as an essential forum for transatlantic consultations and partnerships. And we had today a very fruitful meeting also with the Ministry of Defense and Deputy Prime Minister Etienne Schneider, with Minister of Foreign Affairs Jean Asselborn, and also Minister of Justice Felix Bratz. We discussed about the efforts from Luxembourg. We discussed also about Luxembourgish EU presidency and the preparation of the Warsaw Summit in July 2016. We know that today we are halfway between the NATO summit we had in Wales in 2014 and the one we will have in Warsaw in 2016. We discussed about the implementation and also about the situation now. And we have to know that, and I told that also to Secretary General Stoltenberg, that on the borders of Europe we have a war situation, that we see that on the natural borders also, through the sea on the other side of Europe, we have also war situations. So it is very important to show also that we are aware. As we are faced, as I just said, with new security challenges from the east and the south, the greatest responsibility of the islands is the protection of our territories and our populations. The readiness action plan called RAP is a key part of NATO's response to the new security challenge it now faces. It responds to the challenge and the strategic implications. It also responds to the risk and threats emanating from our southern neighbour, the Middle East and North Africa. So Luxembourg, like all allies, expressed its solidarity by joining in the common effort of the 28 NATO members. So we will participate also in the exercise of Trident Juncture 2015 and the 2016 Very High Readiness Task Force led by Spain with a Belgian contingent. And Luxembourg fully participates also in the adaptation of the islands by integrating now an officer in the NATO command structure. For the investment, you know that some people say security does not come for free. We acknowledge the transformation of our force and capabilities, and the way we employ them requires sufficient funding, and every ally has to contribute according to the means at its disposal. I also said to General Secretary General of NATO that military budgets, development budgets, are things which are not the most popular in your own country. And when I see that some countries react by that by cutting, for example, development aid, this is not the way we choose. We still think that it's very important to help the poorest in the world, and this belongs also to prevent conflicts in different parts of the world. And so that's the reason why we still have 1%, and your country, you were prime minister before, is also one of the very few countries in the world where 1% is also a goal to help other people. And we will make the most effective also use of our defence budgets and the implementation of this commitment has already started by providing capabilities where Luxembourg has a solid experience, like satellite communications. And I think this is very important too, and we had a big exchange on that also with our colleague Minister of Defence. Luxembourg has also decided in the military budget that we have voted to make a voluntary contribution to NATO's trust fund for defence capacity building of €250,000 for 2015. This money is used especially for the Middle East. The region is under a lot of pressure, as some countries need to host many refugees. And we, with the combined effect of the Syrian civil war and the terrorists of the Islamic State, the region needs our support. This will be a contribution to the efforts to stabilize the region in general, including the fight against the Islamic State. It will help increase security for the people in the region, and this have a positive effect for refugees and refugee flows. So I really would like to say thank you again for your visit to Luxembourg. Not to forget that we have 1,100 employees in Kapellen working from the 28 NATO nations working here in Luxembourg, which makes also a special relation between our country. We hope that actions is always the last answer. And we also spoke about the situation in Russia and in Ukraine, and we had an exchange, and we still hope that we urge really Russia to return to compliance with international law and to engage in a political dialogue towards a diplomatic solution that respects Ukraine's internationally recognized borders, which is important. And the current crisis in Ukraine shows very clearly that defense matters and that European security cannot be taken for granted. The vote on decentralization in the Ukraine Parliament on Monday is for us an important step also in fulfilling the commitments on the Ukrainian side. It will facilitate implementation of the Minsk agreements. It increases the autonomy of the regions, but also their responsibility and accountability towards their citizens. And I also informed Secretary General that in the next weeks I will go to Moscow to have a meeting with Mr. Putin and Mr. Medvedev and also go to Ukraine. We will do everything what we are able to do to keep doors open and to be able to have people around the table and to discuss. Thank you again for your visit, Mr. Secretary General.
Thank you so much, Prime Minister Bettel, and thank you so much also for hosting me and my delegation here in Luxembourg. And I would also like to thank you for taking me on a very brief, very short, but very nice tour of the city. And I had an excellent guide, and that was you. I actually learned today that I should also start to thank Luxembourg for the NATO item, that Luxembourg actually has been the nation where the author of this item was born and raised, and it just underlined the strong historic relationship between Luxembourg and NATO, Luxembourg being one of the founding members of the alliance. We just finished a lunch where we had extensive discussions covering a wide range of different issues. And I would like to start by stating what I also told you, that this is my first visit to Luxembourg as Secretary General of NATO. I visit this country with the knowledge that Luxembourg is a staunch ally, and I commend you and I thank you for your contributions to NATO. You have always been a reliable ally, and you contribute to our operations in, for instance, Afghanistan, in Kosovo. And you also play a key role when it comes to investments in high-tech capabilities, like, for instance, satellite communications, which are of great importance for the alliance. I'm also grateful for the announcement you made today that Luxembourg is going to contribute to the trust fund financing defense capacity building. And defense capacity building is very important because it is a way for NATO, for the alliance, to help, to train, to assist, to advise other countries to increase their capacity to defend themselves, to protect themselves, to stabilize their own countries. And if our neighbors are more stable, we are more secure. And I know that you will especially focus on Jordan. Jordan is a key country in the Middle East. It is an island of stability in a sea of instability. And by supporting Jordan, we help to stabilize the Middle East. We help to fight ISIL. And actually, we also address the root causes of the immigration crisis we now see in the Mediterranean and in the southern part of Europe. So your contribution to the Trust Fund for Defense Capacity Building is very much welcomed, and I think it's underlining how NATO is contributing also to stabilize our neighborhood. Then I would like to underline that NATO is adapting to a new and changed security environment. We are facing a new security environment, new challenges, both stemming from the East with a more assertive Russia, supporting the separatists in eastern Ukraine and annexing Crimea. But we also, of course, see the challenges related to and the threats related to all the turmoil, the violence, the instability to the south of the alliance with ISIL in Iraq, Syria, violence, turmoil in North Africa. And we have to address this, and we address it by adapting to a new security environment, by increasing the readiness and preparedness of our forces. We are doubling the size of the NATO readiness forces. We are establishing a new spearhead force. We have already established this spearhead force because it is important to increase the readiness and the preparedness of our forces in general. And I also welcome that you are participating and contributing to the increased readiness of NATO and our forces. I also welcome that you have pledged to increase defense spending in a sustainable way. And this is important because all contributions matters. And NATO is an alliance based on solidarity, where we protect each other, and therefore contributions from all members are important. But in addition, of course, the increased defense spending in Luxembourg is something which is also then encouraging other countries to invest more in our security. So I'm looking forward to continue to cooperate with you. I welcome your strong commitment to the alliance, and I'm very grateful for being able to visit Luxembourg today.
Well, hello. It's the opportunity to have some questions.
Question to the Prime Minister. Yes. Gérard Godin from the Belgian News Agency in Brussels. I would like to ask you, can you be a little bit more specific about your contribution to this single or several trust funds?
I didn't understand the question. So our budget, the budget will go from 0.4 to 0.6. This is a commitment that we took, but we don't do it by cutting the development budget, because I know that some other countries, when they do an effort for military expenses, they do that on the cost of other budgets, and very often it's the development aid budget, and we don't want to do this. Then we have we have a military satellite where we give the opportunity for NATO to use it, and so we take care of the costs. And then we have this special fund where we will the Trust Fund for Defense Capacity Building, where we will help this year €250,000, which is a project also which is a longer project for the next 4 years, which will help to, as Secretary General said, to help the country to have a capacity building of defense also in their own country, which is also a conflict prevention, which is exactly what my government wants to support. Instead of trying to resolve problems, we think that to prevent problems, it's always the best thing. And this is in this part of this aid, but also in the development aid that my government decided. Then we have, I have to admit, as teams or material, we don't have the opportunity to have, you know, that we, with your country, we have a common history with the plane. I don't want to insist on that. But so we have some different opportunities where we are able to work together, and where we are able, we know that NATO can count on us.
Julian Barnes, Wall Street Journal. To Secretary General, debate going on in Europe on the migrant crisis. You've in the past said NATO was willing to help if asked. Has there been any, is there any role for NATO either in providing ISR or marshalling other assets of member states to help with the with that crisis? And to the Prime Minister, you mentioned you're going to Russia, and Russia's been very critical of NATO's training base in Georgia, the new headquarters in the Baltics and elsewhere, as well as the exercise. I wonder what, if you're planning to engage with the Russian leadership on the sort of NATO, these new NATO initiatives.
The migrant crisis in Europe has a profound effect on all of us, and it is a human tragedy. And all NATO allies are engaged in trying to solve the migrant crisis and to deal with this huge human tragedy, either as EU members or through other international organizations, for instance, supporting the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. There is no military solution to the migrant crisis, but what NATO does is by working with partners in the Middle East, in North Africa, in Afghanistan, we are, by working with them, addressing the root causes of the migrant crisis. We're trying to stabilize, to help those countries, and if they are more stable, we are more secure, and of course we are also then addressing at least one element, one part of the causes for this migrant crisis. So when, for instance, Luxembourg is now announcing that they will support the Trust Fund for Defence Capacity in Jordan, it's just a small, but it's an important contribution to trying to stabilize a region which creates problem in security, but in addition creates a huge number of refugees. And that's the reason why we are so focused on how can we project stability without always deploying large number of combat troops, but enabling countries to be more able to stabilize their own countries and their own region. So NATO is playing a role both by fighting terrorism, by trying to stabilize our neighborhood, especially in the south. But, of course, the immediate challenges we see in Europe are dealt with by the European Union, and it's more police and home affairs, which is dealt with by the European Union and not by NATO.
Just to answer very shortly, too, I think that a fence or a wall is not a solution to the crisis. This is, it's not a national solution that we need. We need an international solution, a European solution, where we will be able to give answers. Because they people, they don't know the borders. They just want to live freely. We know, and I said that last week, I already said it, we have to make the difference between economic migrants and refugees. These are not the same. And so it's very important on our side, from the European side, that we agree on this list of safe states where we are able to make the difference. It's hard to say, but for the moment, we have the priority is refugees, people trying to live, to survive, and not people who decided from one day to another they could maybe have a better life somewhere else. These are people and children and families who just want to survive. And if you see the pictures of people just with, and I took this example because this is crazy to imagine that you've got your whole life in a plastic bag. Very often they just have a plastic bag and that's all they have from their life and they live for somewhere. And you shouldn't, some people say, yeah, but so where they want to go, they don't know very often where to go. They just knew that they just know that they've been on a boat and that they went somewhere, they left the land and they arrived on the land and they are happy to survive this situation. So I'm happy that on the 14th of September there will be meeting also of the immigration and internal ministers to discuss the topic. We need a European solution, but not only a European solution. We need Africa too on the table. I know that we will have the meeting in Malta where we'll speak with African countries. We need an international support and really that everybody is responsible also for that. You asked me about Russia, my visit to Russia. I will go to Russia and I will go to Ukraine. It's not a one-way visit. It's a visit where I want to listen to each other, but the situation in Ukraine will be one of the main themes, but not the only one. I think nowadays, especially in this topic we just spoke before, about immigration, about the problem that we have nowadays in Syria with terrorism. We need Russia also to find a solution together on those topics. We shouldn't think that we are able to find all the solutions together, and we should try to work with all the partners to find a solution. We know that Minsk agreement is the base of trust which was found on the Normandy format. I hear some politicians now saying that we need to open this Normandy format, that we should be more around the table to discuss. I think that the first results we had from the Normandy format are good, and I don't think if to be more on the table would be the right solution to be more efficient. But I will discuss with Mr. Putin about NATO, but also about other topics. It's a bilateral visit. I know that we have the presidency, so it's important also to know the views and the point of view from the Russian president and also from Mr. Poroshenko. As I told you before, implementation is important, and the vote on Monday, and I strictly condemn what happened in front of Parliament, where some police officers die, which is unacceptable. Every answer by violence is not an answer I support. But we should know that to resolve some crisis, and we saw it also on other topics, on international actualities the last month, that Russia is also needed around the table to find solutions together. But what happened on the Ukrainian border is not acceptable, and Minsk has to be respected, and we need to see the implementation. It's the last question because afterwards Mr. Secretary General has a lot of appointments.
Hello, Durat Sabaval with the Tagblatt from Luxembourg. Prime Minister, you have been talking about the situation with the military satellite and its use. Well, there's one thing the discussion is going about, trust, and a lot of people were scared that there would be a bad use of it. So could you both tell us more about that, what you have been discussing? Could there be a wrong use of it? Because we have been talking about drones or some other communication means to use it. What's your take on that? Thank you.
This is our responsibility as Luxembourgers because we leave it to the capacities to use it on NATO. But the fact is, and I think Mr. Schneider presented it also when he introduced the bill about that topic, that we have strict rules. There is international rules. There is rules we fixed, and they have to be respected to be used. And it has been also the question of drones and things like that. And as you can imagine, in the coalition, we had big discussions about those topics, and we got guarantees about the use of the satellites. I'm not the right person to give you now more details about exactly. I think Mr. Schneider would be happy if you have questions to ask him. But it's the same questions very often. People ask me, yes, why do you bought Hummer, you know, or the, now what's the name of Dingo for the Luxembourgish army? It is to military use. It's not to hide wild pigs in the forest. So there is a military satellite which will be used for military reasons, but we had a lot of points we asked as guarantee for things we wanted to have guarantees before using it.
I can just add that for NATO, satellite communication is a key capability, and it is something which we are very grateful for that Luxembourg is providing to different operations and activities conducted by NATO. And to enable our forces to communicate is key. It's a key for them to be able to do the operations in a successful way. And it's, of course, also key for the safety of the soldiers. And, for instance, to use drones, what NATO now is developing is surveillance drones. We're going to deploy some new drones in Sicily. And this is a new capability, which is of great importance and which will increase our ability to understand, to see, to increase situational awareness. But, of course, everything we do is in line with agreed guidelines for the different operations, and it's agreed among 28 allies, and it's always done in accordance with the international law. So this is key technologies which we need, and NATO is an alliance of 28 democratic states, and we use them to protect all allies and to fulfill the commitments we have as an alliance.
Thank you very much.